I Love Lucy was a permanent fixture on CBS Monday night. Last night, there were three services for friends and fans to show their love for Lucy. In New York, more than 1,000 people attended a service at St. Ignatius Loyola Catholic Church. At the request of the family, television newswoman Diane Sawyer spoke and remembered Lucy's everlasting humor.
I know there is laughter in heaven because a God who would have created her would never let her laughter be far from home.
In Chicago, Mayor Richard Daley was among those at a memorial service. And like millions of her fans, he remembered growing up, his family gathering around the television set, watching Lucy. And in Los Angeles, family, friends, and fans alike gathered to remember the Queen of Comedy, who died April 26th. One of the speakers was the Reverend Robert Schuller.
And I think she did more good in her lifetime of humor than probably most, if not all, of the sermons of the preachers put together.
Afterwards, Lucy's daughter, Lucy Arnaz, says she was glad her mother's fans got this chance to say goodbye.
I think she would have loved it very much. And she lived her life for the people who were in that room tonight.
Lucille Ball was remembered last night at masses in three cities, and thousands came to pay their last respects to the woman who made an entire nation laugh. CNN's Sandy Kenyon reports many of those who turned out did not know the late comedian personally, but felt as though they did.
They loved Lucy, and she loved them. So it was only appropriate most of those who packed churches in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles were just fans.
Let's applaud the Lord for Lucille Ball.
The tribute came on the same night of the week at the very same hour when millions once welcomed the comedienne into their homes.
I felt so close to her, like she was family.
She was like a second mom to me. She was, you could always just turn her on and she'd make you laugh when you were down, and she'd just really make you feel good.
It was funny, and it always made me laugh.
She's my idol. I've looked up to her for years.
A lot of people did.
How I admired her bravery. Because it wasn't the kind of courage that it takes to go out and fight a war or to go in and slay some bears in the forest. It was the kind of courage that it takes every day just to get through life.
Those who didn't know Lucille Ball personally but felt they did, and those who were among her close friends, shared the same sentiment.
What can I say? She was a whole package. And there never will be another one like her. I love her.
Her career spanned five generations, so she might well have appreciated the mix of young and old at these masses.
I think she would have loved it very much. And she lived her life for the people who were in that room tonight. And it was just absolutely right that the service was held right here and that all the people that were there were the ones that were there.
For them and for the rest of us, farewell is not goodbye, because the antics of Lucille Ball will no doubt prove timeless enough to be enjoyed by our children's children.
Hey, look out!
Sandy Kenyon, CNN Entertainment News, Hollywood.
And Lucille Ball had a chance to pay their final respects to her last night. 2 weeks after her death, a special mass was delivered in three cities. CNN's Sandy Kenyon reports most of those who attended did not know her personally, yet many felt in some ways they really did.
They said goodbye to Lucille Ball on the same night of the week at approximately the same time they first welcomed her into their homes almost four decades ago.
I think she would have loved it very much. And she lived her life for the people who were in that room tonight. And it was just absolutely right that the service was held right here and that all the people that were there were the ones that were there.
The ones who were there in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago were mostly just fans, ordinary folks touched by the comedienne's extraordinary talent, who nevertheless felt she was one of them.
She was a great entertainer, and all her
X for Class X.
And she was one of the only other people that I was allowed to watch because of her humor and, I don't know, her wittiness.
She's an institution, you know. She was an American institution.
Ball was also an inspiration, as newswoman Diane Sawyer told those assembled in New York.
There was Lucy Ricardo doing everything I wanted to do.
A sentiment shared by Carol Burnett in Los Angeles.
What can I say? She was a whole package. And there never will be another one like her. I love her.
In fact, they all loved Lucy.
She was the gift of humor.
Humor so timeless, it's still funny today and will remain so for generations, even though its creator's own laugh is now silent. Sandy Kenyon, CNN, Hollywood.